popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Race the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience today. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started today at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour of Coach podcast, where we bring you the best mental coaches, fitness experts, teachers, players, everything from my journey in the game of golf to help you learn to play better golf, teach better golf, and enjoy the game. Come on in. We're going to have some fun.
All right, so here we are, live from the rental car. Don't laugh. So I've got a couple firsts for all you out here on U.S. Open Week. I had the first glass of red wine out of the player support, along with Jackson Court, Dr. Greg Carton. We're on the team with Emilio Gonzalez. He's probably going to fire us after he hears this. But anyways, we're in a rental car on the way back to the airport. We're doing this hotel. Sorry. Flint might be able to edit that. But anyways, let's just talk about U.S. Open. We got a nice little 30-minute drive to the Westin where we're all staying. Jackson, you saw the golf course today. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me, what can folks expect to see this week out there? Obviously, they had a lot of rain during the week before this and a little today.
In 2 weeks or something like
that? Yeah, a lot of rain. It was soft. I was surprised they were actually watering the greens this afternoon. But yeah. Tell us what you saw on the golf course and what players can expect.
It was my first time at Oakmont, so it was incredible. Oh. I mean, mind-blowing. And then Doc was talking about on the putting green, other 5,000 trees have gone. They've taken
whatever out was, the golf course. The course was tree-lined for years.
So wide open, you can see everything now. It was incredible. We were only in the front nine, and the gentleman that was walking with the group from Oakmont gave us a couple good tips, and basically the areas that they made harder from 2016, like there were a couple banks that you could use around the greens or maybe even with approach shots to access some pins, and they basically leveled some of those out. Everybody's seen the rough
clip on social media in the ditches that used to like, have a chance to play out of them.
Yep, like left of nine.
No, you can't.
So the fairways were a little bit more generous than I was expecting, but I think it's because the rough was so bad.
Yeah.
So weather dependent, if it gets fast and firm, which it should. I expect to see some carnage, which I love for the U.S. Open. You know, it's
Tom Lovelady, who I hope joins us tomorrow on the pod, who's caddying for Stephen Yeager. But everybody that listens, I think, knows Tom Lovelady, one of our good friends, former PGA Tour player, dew sweeper extraordinaire. He's played here a lot, and he said that the weather's supposed to be really good through from now, basically through Friday. And the anticipation is that Thursday, Friday, it could get really firm and fast, which would be really difficult for the cut.
Yeah.
Right? I was here in 16 with Smiley. And so, you know, the golf course obviously has been altered a little since then. Doc, you did the research where it was what did DJ win at 4 under?
It was 4 under. The cut was plus 6.
Plus 6. I asked Tom if he thought it would go higher than that. And I think a lot depends with the rain. I think it makes it play longer, but yet the greens will be softer. So not sure how that's going to affect the game if it gets as much rain on the weekend, because the weather's supposed to be kind of crappy on the weekend.
Yeah, apparently it was rolling to 14 today. The guy, here's a good one. The guy said the fastest he had played it was 16.4.
Jeez.
But he's heard that it got to 18 at its fastest. Mm-hmm. But that they want it firm.
Up here. Up here.
Thank you. Firm, not fast. I don't know. I mean, it's already at 14. Like, it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, golf.
And for the folks watching at home, you don't see this, but we, as Player Support, we get texts from the USGA. We got one yesterday that said we're not allowed to use any type of system that measures the speed of green.
Yeah.
So they don't, they clearly don't want anybody really knowing how fast they are.
Yeah.
Right? That's probably piss pricing.
That golf course is good.
All right. So I'm going to pitch it to you first. What do you, I mean, a lot of these are very obvious, but what do you think it's going to take from a playing perspective to play well there?
Personally, I think it's going to be a middle of the green contest. Like, I think if the greens are the way they are, and maybe they've gotten harder in spots, it might actually level out the playing field a little bit from a putting standpoint. I mean, obviously you have to putt good, you have to do everything good, but if you hit a ton of greens, I think it's just, that's the easiest recipe around the golf course.
I think you got to drive it well.
Correct.
Like you said, I like that the fairways are a little more generous. I remember in when it was in Wingfoot after COVID, and it was in the fall, fairways were crazy. That was with Lucas. He drove it beautifully. He was up there near the top in ball strike. But, like, fairways were – it played firm and fast. Fairways were so narrow.
Yeah.
But if you got into the rough, it was really – big. It really made it to where even the good drivers missed a lot of fairways.
Mm.
And that's the one Bryson won, and he was bombing it. So everybody missed a bunch of fairways, and I don't think it put nearly as much – I don't think that the good drivers of the ball got nearly as important to that.
Okay.
Whereas also – in a U.S. Open, even that one didn't have fans because of COVID. But, like, the outside areas, the further off the fairway, because of carts and traffic and stuff, was more beat down and different things. So if you missed it wider, you had a bigger advantage. So I actually thought it penalized some of the really good drivers of the ball. And I told him, and I've told many people this, like, and I know it's Emilio, for all those watching, pull for Emilio Gonzalez this weekend and this week, his first major. I mean, he, on the Korn Ferry Tour, he's one of the best all-around drivers statistically. I mean, he's not a bomber, but he hits it plenty far, hits it over 300 yards. And he, you know, last couple of weeks, he's hit 83% to 85% of his greens. That's a great recipe up here, right? And I think a lot of it's going to come down. I think one of the things that's very underrated that's going to be really important here is lag play.
Oh, for sure.
Because, and people don't pay attention to that a lot, in my opinion. Yeah. But it's going to be a huge deal.
Yeah.
And three-putt avoidance is going to be huge.
Yep.
What do you think, though?
Yeah, agreed. If you hit a bunch of greens and then you don't miss inside of 4 feet, you'll be just fine.
B-ball. Love it. Greg?
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Yes, we'll pitch it to you. You've coached a lot of folks at majors. You've coached a lot of folks at U.S. Opens. How the heck do you get them prepared to deal with, like, I was telling Amelia, like, one, how do you help somebody get ready for their first major? But two, like, the U.S. Open is different because it just beats the hell out of you for 4 days.
Right.
And it's a different like, to me, it's different because, like, in a Korn Ferry event, if you got two over par, you're 36 out of the lead, right? You know, I mean,
yeah. So par is like changed a little bit,
right? So how do you help people?
The first thing is not to overdo it in terms of giving what they're trying to do too much credit, meaning, oh, that's so hard, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, it's different this week. When you boil it down, they still want to do all the same things they do week in, week out. I think the most important thing is, especially on the greens, you could be hitting a lot of greens and hitting even close, and it's going to be hard to make putts, right? So staying patient,
yeah,
and have a few three putts, right? And like, even on the practice green this afternoon, Emilio hit a few putts that just, you know, skirted the edge, and all of a sudden it's 15, 20 feet by.
Yeah.
So it's a fine line between three-putt avoidance and being aggressive enough to make a few as well. So I just don't want guys to think they have to do too much different than what they usually do. And that's a hard thing to do at a major because it becomes a circus. The golf course is very challenging, no doubt. But if you're hitting well off the tee, you're hitting your irons well, you're making putts and chipping the ball well, you'll do fine anywhere.
I also think there's a real premium on, like,
Route 28 South coming up at 3 miles. On the left.
I love it. In you're following miles. Us to the airport.
I mean, 0.3 miles.
Okay.
So I also think there's a real premium here on 30 and 50 yard shots from the fairway and getting good at hitting those numbers and controlling your spin, how you want it, and controlling your trajectories. Because you're gonna miss, even though the fairways are looking right, you're gonna, and then, yeah, if you're lucky,
if you're lucky, yeah,
right. So you're gonna have to be good at those. And I think that's gonna be. I've always thought that from watching the U.S. Opens, that the guys that when they miss a couple of those, and then they're able to save par with a 50-yard shot, it's a huge momentum boost and a huge round saver, right? And I think that's a. I just think that's a.
So, well, here's the dangerous thing about that. You can wedge one out after a bad drive to 50 yards, hit one in there 5, 6, 7 feet, and you're under the assumption, I got to make this putt to save that hole, and blow it right by and make a double or a triple, right?
Yeah.
So you still have to be patient on those.
Yeah, strategy crazy good too. So example was number 7. That's the one before. Yeah, 7. The one before the 300-yard par 3.
We're on this for 7.4 months.
Thank you. Yeah. So let me merge. All right. I'll leave this multitasker.
It's one of the best pods. You don't watch
live.
No laying up or anything like that. They're not doing it on a phone. In a damn Mazda rental car. Well, I'm holding the sumbitch drinking wine going down the interstate, and Jax is trying to navigate.
Okay.
Just lucky I didn't take it a gun.
Correct. So, Miles and Emilio hit it in the left rough on 7. Somebody in the group hit it in the right rough. And both... So, Miles was actually able to hit a 5-wood, like, kind of like chopped this thing out and chased up there to 30 yards, right? Emilio was able to get a 7-iron on the back of it, barely carry a bunker, but it raced out to maybe like 80. Well, homeboy that hit it in the right rough had to literally pitch sideways, and then he had 190 yards into the same hole. Yeah. So some of that is actually like, it's okay to miss in the rough. Am I on the left side here, Doc?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Stay straight.
So some of that too is like, if you hit it in the rough, it's okay so long as it's on the correct side of the hole depending on the angles, which I... is going to be huge for 4 days.
Well, angles is a huge deal there. I mean, in Emilio, kind of going towards prep, for those of you who wonder what we do on a Monday, little insight. I called Emilio middle of last week, and I said, you know, do all of your technical stuff last week. And we shared videos, had a phone conversation, refreshing the things that we work on. And I said, because once you're here, I want you focusing on playing golf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been playing anywhere outside of here.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
To explain how different that is, I think people don't understand, like, you can't really prepare for Oklahoma. Like,
that's exactly the conversation he and I had. Like, you want to stay sharp, you know, you want to hit balls and get puff, but you're not going to do any prep for this course at home. You got to get here. Here's the other part. One, it's his first major. Two, you got to be real careful he doesn't overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to be out there.
What else did you see out there? You did the front nine.
I know I only saw nine holes, but it was nine of the best designed holes I've seen. And it is a great major championship venue.
Like, how cool is that view on 14?
Unreal. So good. And so the strategy, obviously, off the tee is huge, but also around the greens and being able, I think, like, obviously, the rougher on the greens is going to be super lie dependent. Judge the lies and give themselves the most chances, I think, from the correct, talked about angles, right? Like, number one's a pretty good example. It actually slopes back to front, so does three. And a couple of the pins, like, obviously you want to try and get it close, but you're better off missing on, like, the back right side of a green, which, like, when is that ever the case when you're actually playing golf? But
correct.
It's the easiest chip, and there were a couple things that were, like, cool nuggets on, I think it was three as well. Everybody walks off the back left side of the green. So all that grass is trampled. So if you do hit one down there, you're chipping into the grain with that long grass going that way. But if you miss it on the right, it's like just kind of fluffy sitting up, and it's kind of still an uphill chip.
In general, last question for you. Short game shots. How do you prepare? What type of short game shots are people going to need? I saw you obviously got there. You worked.
Yeah, so I was thinking about it, and I did as much recon as I could when Amelia made it last week. I think in major championship experience, I don't have much, right? It was just Masters, LA to here.
Yeah.
And I think the short game from LA to here is wildly different.
Crazy
different.
I didn't feel like LA was a real US
Open. No, because the fairways were.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I don't even count.
Right. But there it was. You had to have four different like scenarios that you could get at LA.
Yeah.
But here there's,
yeah.
Right. But being able to control your golf ball out of that rough around the greens, But like that's what Emilio and I were doing when you guys came up, was figuring out obviously how the lie is in the grass. And basing his setup around it, and then like a couple different feels with the club head going into the grass to control the consistency of the speed of the ball, which I think is massive, and then having it some sort of consistent trajectory that's coming out of there, because the way that the grass grabs the club can change that if you don't control those variables based on your ability to assess and set up for the line.
I also think you're going to see the use of multiple clubs around the greens from the best players.
Yeah, and the bunkers are firmer this year.
Yeah.
So, another piece of strategy. This is an interesting one. This is not my own. I was talking to Jimmy Ellis, who from Pittsburgh originally, phenomenal golfer, medalist at the USAM last year. He won the State AM here, good player, famous. He said his strategy when he played tournaments out here is if it's dry, he hits it in a bunch of fairway bunkers. Because when it's dry, you can get it up out of the fairway bunker and still hit it onto the green. But if you hit it in the rough, or if it's like wet and soft, there's no chance you can get it out of a lot of those lips.
shot, parting shot, people to watch for? What can people watch for? Watch people trying to make the cut, watching people, you know, coming up the stretch, right?
I mean, you know, around the cut line, people just keep moving forward, are able to shake off mistakes, right? And not try to get shots back, right? And because there are no birdie holes, like birdie holes, if you make a bogey, you know, I can get this one back. But just have to stay patient.
Yeah.
And that's this old cliche, but man, does it play here?
No doubt about it, guys.
Hold on, wait, we got some directions here.
What else? We're wrapping this up.
579 South and 376. Great.
Trying to find us. We're getting on 579 South. Jackson, great work today. Greg, thanks for coming as well. Always looking forward to it. Going to look forward to a good week. We're going to have more coming to you through the week.